Bowl of fire, seat of David. Woe to the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine. Behold, the Lord hath a mighty and a strong one, which as a tempest of hail and a destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with a hand. The crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, shall be trodden under feet, and the glorious beauty which is on the head of the fat valley shall be a fading flower, and as the hasty fruit before the summer, which when he that looketh upon it sees while it is yet in his hand, he eats it up. In that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory, and for a diadem of beauty to the residue of his people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sits in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. But they also have erred through wine, and through strong drink are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way through strong drink. They err in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all the tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Isaiah 28:1-8. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, you scornful men that rule this people, which is in Jerusalem, because you have said, we've made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come to us. For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believes shall not make haste. Judgment also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet. And the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the water shall overflow the hiding place. And your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then you shall be trodden down by it. From the time that it goes forth, it shall take you, for morning by morning shall it pass over, by day and by night, and it shall be a vexation only to understand the report. For the bed is shorter than a man can stretch himself on it, and the covering narrower than that he can wrap himself in it. For this Lord shall rise up as in Mount Perazim. He shall be wroth as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his strange work, and bring to pass his act, his strange act. Now, therefore, be you not mockers, lest your bands be made strong. For I have heard it from the Lord God of hosts, a destruction even determined upon the whole earth. Isaiah 28:14-22. And it shall come to pass at the same time when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, says the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely, in that day, there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel, so that the fishes of the sea and the fowls of the heaven and the beasts of the field and all the creeping things that creep upon the earth and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence. And the mountains shall be thrown down, and the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. And I will call for sword against him throughout all my mountains, says the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. And I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood. And I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him an overflowing rain and great hailstones, fire and brimstone. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Ezekiel 38:18-23. Nevertheless, hear thou now this word that I speak in your ears, and in the ears of all the people. The prophets that have been before me and before you of old prophesied both against many countries and against great kingdoms of war and of evil and of pestilence. Jeremiah 28:7-8. The word of the Lord came again to me, saying, Son of man, say to the prince of Tyrus, thus says the Lord God, because your heart is lifted up, and you've said, I am a god. I sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the seas, yet you are a man, and not God, though you set your heart as the heart of God. Behold, are you wiser than Daniel? There is no secret that they can hide from you. With your wisdom and with your understanding, you have gotten the riches, and you have gotten gold and silver into your treasures. By your great wisdom and by the traffic, hast thou increased your riches, and that your heart is lifted up because of your riches. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have set your heart as the heart of God, behold, therefore, I will bring strangers upon you, the terrible of the nations, and they shall draw their swords against the beauty of your wisdom. And they shall defile your brightness, and they shall bring you down to the pit. And you shall die the deaths of them that are slain in the midst of the seas. Will you say before him that slays you, I am God? You shall be a man and no God in the hand of him that slays you. You shall die the death of the uncircumcised by the hand of strangers. For I have spoken it, says the Lord God. Ezekiel 1-10. And again the word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, set your face against Zidon, and prophesy against it, and say, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am against you, O Zidon, and I will be glorified in the midst of you. And they shall know that I am the Lord God, when I shall have executed judgments in her, and I shall be sanctified in her. For I will send her pestilence and blood into her streets, and the wounded shall be judged in the midst of her by the sword upon her every side. And they shall know that I am the Lord. And there shall be no more pricking briar into the house of Israel, nor any grieving thorn of all that are around them that despise them. They shall know that I am the Lord God. Thus says the Lord, when I shall have gathered the house of Israel from the people among whom they are scattered, and shall be sanctified in them in the sight of the heathen, then shall they dwell in their land that I have given to my servant Jacob. And they shall dwell there safely, and shall build houses and plant vineyards, and yes, shall dwell with confidence. And I have executed judgments upon all those that despise them round about them, and they shall know that I am the Lord your God. Ezekiel 28:20-26. Woe unto him that says to the wood, Awake to the dumb stone. You say, Awake to the dumb stone. Arise, it shall teach. Behold, it is laid over with gold and silver, and there's no breath at all in the midst of it. But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Habakkuk 2:19-20. the bowl of fire, the seat of David. I had a vision of a bowl full of oil with a burning wick in it. The bowl became an ancient oil lamp still burning. I then saw the flaming oil lamp on the seat of a wooden chair, a very simple wooden chair or a throne, very much like the wooden throne in England. In front of the throne chair, at the base, the wooden base, was a harp, a lyre, and I knew then that it was the seat of David, the place of worship. There I will make the horn of David to bud. I have ordained a lamp for my anointed. Psalm 132:17. Oil lamps are lit. You light a lamp when it's dark, when we need to see. Therefore, as the darkness increases, we need more of the Holy Spirit's oil. We need to be, as our Lord Yeshua in the parable of the 10 virgins instructed us. And this oil lamp that we have must be focused on the sovereignty of God's seat, the house of David. Let's look at that. And then shall the kingdom of heaven be like 10 virgins which took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. We need wisdom. These were wise virgins, pure ones, holy ones. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom comes, go out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose, trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said to the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but you go buy to them that sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterwards came also the other virgin, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." And he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I don't know you. Watch therefore, for you neither know the day nor the hour where the Son of Man comes." Here these oil lamps are to look in the dark. Arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon you, even while darkness, gross darkness, covers the earth. So in the night we light our lamps and we're waiting for the, we're wise, we have oil. When we hear the cry and we're watching the throne, the seat of David, who is that? That's Yeshua, the bridegroom. He comes and beckons us to come in. And once the door is closed, after those virgins come back, they cannot enter in. Once the door has closed, they cannot enter in. Once the door has closed, they may not enter in. It is shut. Matthew 25:1-13. Then answered I and said to him, "What are those two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick and upon the left side thereof?" And I answered again and said to him, "What be these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves?" And he answered me and said, "Know you not what these be?" And I said, "No, my Lord." And he said, "These are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth." Zechariah 4:11. These are talking about the anointing, that we must have this oil and stand beside him, watch him who is the Lord of the whole earth, the king, the throne, his seat. This is absolutely critical at this juncture. "And thou shalt command the children of Israel that they may bring pure oil, olive oil beaten for the light to cause the lamp to burn always in the tabernacle of the congregation without the veil, which is before the testimony. Aaron and his son shall order it from evening to morning before the Lord. It shall be a statute forever to their generations on behalf of the children of Israel. If you command the children of Israel to have this beaten pure oil in the tabernacle of the congregation, we are the tabernacle out in the veil, and this is our testimony, and it is to be a statute forever. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light unto my path. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is a light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. The light of the righteous rejoice, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. For Zion's sake I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until thy righteousness thereof goes forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burns. The throne, the seat, the wooden seat. Wood signifies the natural, carnal, the flesh, flesh is the body. A wooden throne. Now therefore, as the Lord liveth, which has established me and set me on the throne of David, my father, who hath made me in a house as he promised. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. Thy kingdom is a scepter of righteousness. God reigns over the heathen. God sits upon the throne of his holiness. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. Seed of David, the throne of David, his seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. The Lord has sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I set upon thy throne. And who is the fruit of David's body? Jesus of Nazareth. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And he shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit upon his throne. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000s and thousands of thousands. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. I then later had a word of fire. I saw a fire, and this is the word in conclusion of the bowl of fire, the seed of David. I saw a fire coming. Then I saw a fire coming upon the earth. And the Lord said, what is it? Why are you looking at Prometheus? You have been looking at Prometheus because that is a strange fire. There is a holy fire, and there is a strange fire. I have been talking to you about the seed of fire, the seed of David and the light, and having your lamps lit for the night, the coming darkness, and being light with the fires. Now you have seen the most strange things. When you went to Russia, when you went to the Soviet Union, when you went to Moscow and did conferences, you saw my holy fire come in. It was a blue light. It was so hot. The fire was so hot. The holiness was so intense that until you came near to me, you did not know how much sin you were in. Now the countries have changed. They have turned over. There is a holy fire that is coming. I saw the globe, the earth catch on fire. It caught on fire. A purging fire is coming. The fires are coming. I saw an eagle. The eagle, it had diminished. It was smaller. It was flying in the darkness. And the storm came. And the storm came. And it battered the eagle. It couldn't fly. It was trying to get its wings, and its wings were folding. It was struggling in the battle. So it is. This is the state of your nation now in the darkness. It was a bald eagle. It was this nation. So it is. It is a strange, strange time.